T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alrighty, hour number 2, Comedy Alive for the Quicken Loans Studios. National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently here on a Monday across the country. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. 1-855-212-4227. That's our number. You're going to want to call in because you're going to want to talk about it. I already know you're going to want to weigh in on this pop stuff. Tiki, I got to tell you, I'm going to play it for you right away. It was the first game over the weekend.
Unless you don't care about pop.
I think everybody's going to have an opinion on this. Okay. Even if it's not specific to pop, it's treating people. Everybody has a reaction to how people should be or are treated, right?
Very true.
Okay.
Just because he got outcoached, he got angry.
Well, you can frame it that way if you want. I mean, he got outcoached. Yeah, I guess he didn't really have much of a chance with this team. It's not about basketball.
Okay.
The Warriors are infinitely better. Without Kawhi Leonard, they got no shot. Even though the Kawhi Leonard situation is a subset, again, that was addressed over the weekend. And we'll touch on that. But I'm sitting there Saturday, and I flip over to NBA TV, kind of lazy. You know, I just taken the kids were down, whatever, so we had about an hour to really just do nothing. And I'm let me just check out Pop's press conference, see what kind of demeanor he has. Wouldn't you know, I actually gave him credit. Like, I'm like, he's not gonna be an ass right away, is he? Listen to the way he starts his press conference. And then I really, enough is enough. I'm tired of Greg Popovich. Go ahead.
What if I don't like this? There's too much sugar and all that kind of stuff. I don't want to promote that. I'm just teasing you. I have a sense of humor, right? Just because you got your ass kicked tonight doesn't mean you have to have no sense of humor. Okay, what do you want? I'm so tired of this.
What went wrong for you guys tonight?
What went wrong for us?
Yeah, this afternoon. Sorry, I lost my...
They played better than we did.
Coach, you started Danny Green basically on Kevin. Did that work very well?
Did you watch the game?
Yes.
What do you think?
Didn't.
It didn't work very well. So we'll have Danny grow 4 or 5 inches by Monday night. Tell him to jump higher and move quicker. And we'll tell Kevin, don't be so good. Come on. Come on, you're getting paid. Ask something. That's it? Okay. Have a good night.
Okay, so that will elicit some laughter. You know, part of the our crew's kind of let Teague's laughing.
I love that. Hey, what's wrong with that?
I love it. That's fine.
I mean, what's he going to say?
What's
he supposed to say?
Well, how about having an ounce of respect for people? Can we start with that? I mean, I can somebody explain to me why people kiss Greg Popovich's ass?
Because he's been so good over the course of his
career. There's been a lot of people who are great.
True.
But when they act like jerks, you can still call them out. Yeah. Nobody calls him out ever. And he does this. And it started out, it was fairly innocuous. Like, it was like the awkward post-first quarter exchanges. Mm-hmm. And it was awkwardly awesome. It was actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of fresh. About 5 years ago, of course, the late, great Craig Sager, may he rest in peace. And I know that they had a good relationship, and I know that Pop certainly did the right thing once he passed, and I know that. But it went from that to now, like, antagonizing and proactively, like, calling reporters out. Mm-hmm. When you say to a reporter, that's all you got, do your job, who the hell, do your job. If the reporter had any guts, or if the reporter wasn't caught off guard, he would have looked him in the eye and said, I got an idea. Why don't you get your house in order, buddy? Because you alienated your superstar player who doesn't want to play for you anymore. And why don't you do a better job tonight? I'm asking the right question. Why don't you, coach? You just got your ass lit up, Pop. Nobody says anything to this
because
guy.
Because they're writers.
They're
not talk show hosts.
The other thing, and that's the problem. You know what? Name a big wig. Name a big person in our business. Name a big wig that knows basketball.
Knows basketball.
Whether they're
Stephen
with our
a.
company or not.
Stephen A.
Okay, Stephen A. You think he'd ever pull that nonsense with Stephen A. Smith? I texted Stephen A. Smith this morning about it. You know he's my buddy.
Yeah, of course.
It's the same thought. It is not. It is so weak. You know, and everybody says, and listen, I put this on Twitter, and half people agreed with me over the weekend, and you could probably guess who they voted for.
Yeah.
Okay, there's definitely an underlying thing, which I'm getting to. And then half the people vehemently opposed my position, and you could probably guess who in turn they voted for. Okay.
It's not politics, though.
It's not, but the way it's interpreted has kind of become that. Because the media...
Because of the things that he said.
Well, the media's primarily liberal, we know that.
No, but I'm talking about because of the things that Greg Popovich has said.
Of course.
Yes.
And I guess my greatest issue is just because you have an acute awareness on inequities within society, you know, racial tension, a great pulse on the world, which he does, doesn't give you the right to act like an ass,
but I think
without provocation.
But I think he's frustrated. Look, there's a lot of lot of frustration that came out of this game. We know that the Golden State Warriors had not been playing good basketball, and they came out and just handed it to the Spurs.
Yep.
They absolutely did.
It was.
I don't say it was simple things, because it was actually a smart coaching decision by Steve Kerr to start JaVale McGee at center and Andre Iguodala at point guard. And, you know, the Spurs were caught off guard because Quinn Cook wasn't in the lineup. Like that had any difference, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But it forced the Spurs to be – they were terrible, BT. Terrible. They shot like 33% and from the field. If it wasn't for them shooting lights out from three-point range, this would have been – you know, a 40-point blowout, right?
These are all things I know.
When I hear Pop do something like that, that's frustration. That's not, you know, trying to disrespect the media.
He's frustrated. But he is disrespecting them.
But they know that. And if they didn't...
Doesn't make it right, though.
If they didn't, then they would say something.
They have to do their job. I don't know if they can. Because if they challenge Pop, they will have... Their credentials revoked, and then they will not be able to do their job.
But what are they going to get from them anyway? Like, you know what I mean?
It's not about that. It's not about getting a story.
It's like interviewing Bill Belichick, whether they win the Super Bowl or they have a horrible practice where someone breaks his ankle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're getting the same thing. You're not going to get much information, and I think they know this. And so, the only way that I can even get close to co-signing what you're saying is if these beat writers, or even, because this isn't beat writing time at this point, this is actually national media, they're just so beat down to Pop that they don't even try anymore. And that's a disservice to their job.
But they did try. They asked a very valuable question.
True, but they know they're not getting an answer.
But you still have to try to do your job. You still have to try. You have to, like, even, there's integrity, and you have to at least ask the question.
Yeah.
If they don't ask the question, you know what they... Uh-oh, it's my editor. Why the hell didn't he ask Popovich this? Well, because I thought he might yell at me. You got to ask the question.
Well, get yelled at then.
But then yell back at him. Somebody's got to have the backbone to stand up to this clown. I am so tired of Greg Pop.
I'm going to say this again. I think you need to go cover Spurs.
Who
basketball.
The hell does he think he is?
He thinks he's one of the great coaches of all time.
That's fine. So do I.
I'm just telling you. I mean, it's your question.
But I'm making a point, and you're veering down a different street.
Of course I am.
You're not volleying it back to me pertaining to what I'm asking you.
Because I
know he's a great coach.
Because I know what he's going to, how he's going to be. I expected that. Right?
But does that make it right?
No, of course it's not
okay.
Right.
I guess I'm looking for you to...
No. It's definitely not right.
To co-sign some of the anger here, or the angst.
Well, I just don't have anger because...
Well, leave the angst or the disappointment or however you want to frame it.
I can't control another man's, how he does his job post his doing his job, which is the requisite interview after a playoff game. But I think the same thing exists in football. Again, we see it with Bill Belichick all the time.
But I don't think he berates people. He might deflect... I think it's different. It's a different tactic. Belichick, well, listen, we're just getting ready for Cincinnati. We're on Cincinnati.
He'll also say that's a ridiculous question. And then just drop it. Like, he won't even answer. That's a stupid question.
But like, I feel like Popovich, I'm more offended by Popovich for whatever reason. I don't know why. I don't know why. But enough is enough, and I'm tired of it. If you don't agree with me, I really don't care.
But
quite frankly,
do you think that Greg Popovich will ever change? His methodology has worked.
No,
he's one of the great coaches. We know this. He's had unbelievable success.
Might be the best.
Yes, you're right. He's gotten away with being gruff his entire career, and I think media knows this and they understand it. if you're there on a daily basis, it's just different. Or if you cover basketball exclusively, it's probably you view it differently. It's part of the act.
Was he like this his first couple of years in the NBA?
I don't know.
The answer is no.
I don't know.
He was an assistant with the Golden State Warriors. He took over the Spurs early 90s. He was not this way. And I understand we all kind of change and morph into something a little different. Hopefully you don't lose sight of your whatever your home base compass is, you know, whether it's moralistically or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But there are ethics, and these men and women are just trying to do their job. And he prays. This is my biggest problem. He's preying on the weak. You know, have the gumption, have the balls. I don't have else to say it.
Yeah.
To actually look somebody that can shoot you down. You throw out Stephen A.
Mm-hmm.
Like Stephen A.
Yeah.
Have the gumption to do that.
Well, Stephen
A.
He
preys on a little beat reporter who's expendable.
Yeah.
I got news for you. We don't need beat reporters. With all due respect to beat reporters, even though I'm sticking up for them, they could go away. We don't need them. They write things that are almost useless at this point. We don't need them. Mm-hmm. We need news. We need stories. We need opinions.
Yeah.
We don't need a recounting of the game.
Well,
anybody could get that.
But in some ways, you know, just hear me out for a second.
Right.
Aren't you kind of making Pop's point? You know what I mean? The reason that he disrespects them is because he knows that it's meaningless.
You know what I mean?
They don't need a quote. You don't need a quote. I don't need a quote. Samter doesn't need a quote from Greg Popovich.
But the newspaper does to exist. And he should respect that. He should respect that.
I mean,
the newspaper does to exist.
Yeah, but.
Plus, the NBA does as well as a vehicle to disseminate information. And get it out there.
All right, so who are you actually upset with?
Popovich.
Are you upset with Greg Popovich? Or
I'm not upset with David Robinson. I'm upset with Popovich.
Hear me out. Are you upset with Greg Popovich?
He really pissed me off this weekend.
Or are you upset with the media members that are consistently in front of Greg Popovich who don't stand up to him?
I think both. But so certainly, it's 100% toward Popovich.
Okay.
But with the acknowledgement, you understand his tactic. For once, be armed with a retort. For once, be prepared with a response. The poor guy says, I mean, today. He said tonight. And I do that. When I'm doing a St. John's game, like if it's night or day, I mess that up.
Of course.
Mike Breen messes it up. Everybody messes it up.
And ultimately, who cares?
Listen, play. And Santer's got a question. Play the first part of this question. Listen, the poor guy sounds terrified. Listen.
What if there's too much sugar and all that kind of stuff? I don't want to promote that.
Once we get past this nonsense, Gatorade.
I'm just teasing you.
Oh, Pop,
I have a sense of humor. Just because you got your ass kicked tonight doesn't mean you have to have a sense of humor.
Loosen them up, man. Levity.
Okay, what do you want?
He works the room so well.
I'm so tired of this.
Yeah. What went wrong for you guys tonight?
What went wrong for us?
Yeah, this afternoon. Sorry, I lost my...
They played better than
sorry,
we did.
Sorry, I lost my train of... Like, he was already a pilot. Stop. I mean, today, sorry, I lost my train of... Like, he's got this, like, this mythical, like, this force field.
Greg Popovich demands perfection. And if you're going to mess up the question, he's not going to answer it.
He demands perfection. His team lost by 30 points.
I know. I'm joking, mostly. But... That's Pop, man.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't mean it's right. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I agree with you, BT.
That's all I'm saying.
But it is what it is.
I am in the business of speaking up for people who don't have a forum to do it for themselves.
His job is to be entertaining on the court. And
his job's to win. His job, not entertainment value, has no purpose. That's not his job description. His job's to win. His job is fully to win.
Partly. It's also entertainment.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's entertainment.
No, it's not.
Are you not entertained when you watch the San Antonio Spurs?
Yes, Saturday I was repulsed.
Of course, but his job is to be entertaining. So I guess winning is part of that. My point is, off the court as well, that he sees his job as being a jerk.
Wow.
Are you not entertained?
Yes. Still haven't seen this movie, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I know, it's bad. It's bad. What was your question, Samson? Then we'll break. Go ahead.
I guess my question is this. We saw the whole thing with Craig Sager, and it ended up being kind of like a funny jab back and forth. You hear how he was kind of funny and making jokes at the beginning. Do you, like, really think that he's a jerk, or is it just shtick? Like, behind closed doors, does he have a great relationship with a lot of these reporters?
I think it's a stick.
It could look really bad to us, but if the people who are actually in the room are not offended because they have a good relationship with him and they find it funny and they're all part of the inside joke, then I don't care.
Let me explain something, Mike. I hear where you're going. When people, it's like, and I don't even use myself. It's like, say, who's the hot, give me an act, give me the Jay-Z. Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Say if I was at a party with Jay-Z and he actually dapped me up, which he never would. I'd be like, yo, like, there's like a self-importance when somebody that level acknowledges you.
Yeah.
So it's not that they enjoy being berated by pop. They actually feel as if they feel important. It's a whole odd psychological thing that I'm not smart enough to really fully explain, but I know it when I see it. He uses them like pawns, and they are chump enough to allow it to happen. That's a problem. 1-855-212-4227. All right.
Got Dr. Smith over here.
That's true. I mean, you know, I don't think it's cordial. I understand you got your behind kicked. I know you're not out there throwing, you know, you're not out there to, and you're not Jerry Seinfeld. You're not Kevin Hart. You're not telling jokes. You just lost. I get it. There's a cool off period. I get it. It's the same nonsense all the time with this guy. And he doesn't do it to somebody that can fight back with equal power. That's what bothers me. All right, we'll get these calls coming up, I promise. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
When you're on the field, it's all about the right timing, knowing when to plan the play and knowing when to make the play. It's what all the great coaches who know how to get what they want are doing on the sidelines, making a plan and executing it when the time is right. O'Reilly Auto Parts has a similar philosophy. When you need a part but you're not in a position to go pick it up, you can just order the parts you need at O'ReillyAuto.com. Then pick them up at any of their 5,000 stores nationwide when you're ready to go. No shipping cost, returns are always easy, and you can pick them up when it's convenient for you. It's easy, and you know that what you want will be there when you get there, so it saves you time in the store. The shopping game begins when you say it begins and ends when you get what you want at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's like you've won before you even head out the door. Make the smart play and shop your way for the parts you need at O'ReillyAuto.com. That's O'ReillyAuto.com. Better parts, better prices. Everything.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Okay, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Can't wait to hear what you guys think about this. We'll get the calls in a second here. You know, the surliness from his press conferences, and again, there was a line of demarcation. You know, for a while, it was so awkward, it was funny. You didn't really, you watched the on-court reporter kind of like get uncomfortable. And yeah, I mean, that's okay, that's pop, that's fine. And then it just morphed into increasingly this proactively antagonistic personality. And that's where I really disagree. You know, people are there to do their job. It's like the high-level talent in radio or TV kicking around the lowly intern. Show some respect.
Yeah.
Show some respect.
I agree.
It's not that hard, man. You know? We get some calls here, Tiki.
Yeah, might as well. We got a full bank.
Let's do it, man. Let's go to Kansas. First up, Jerry is on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Jerry, how are you today? What's going on?
I'm great. How are you?
Okay.
It's so great. He's so pretentious. It's ridiculous that he gets this fact that he has Tim Duncan and whatever, and then he wins championships, and then he gets to this with Kawhi Leonard. So you can't handle a superstar anymore.
Well, I think Tim Duncan was a very unique, and by the way, before him, David Robinson as well, unique superstar.
Talk about like low maintenance kind of guys. Yeah,
because those guys were probably the easiest stars you could ever imagine, and he had them back to back.
Tough to dispute that.
Seriously,
yeah.
There was no
Avery Johnson was a coach on the floor.
Yeah, you're right. There was no
coaching now.
No divaness. There was no look at me. There was, I mean, nothing.
Yeah,
I mean, you barely even recognize them if they weren't balling. Seriously, I mean, the fact that they were 7 feet tall. He got lucky, and Kawhi's of a little bit of a different breed. He's also very quiet, but I think he's got more of an attitude than we give him credit for.
Let's go to South Carolina. Anthony is down there, seeing what's going on, listening to Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Anthony, how are you today?
I'm great, BT. How you doing, Tiki?
Oh, it's good, brother.
Former New Yorker, moved down to South Carolina 2 years ago.
Nice.
And I'm listening to you guys talking about pop. When are they going to stop kissing this guy's ass?
I'm waiting.
Well, when he stops losing. When he starts losing.
Dude, but yeah, I only go so far. I mean, he's gotten to the point where he is like untouchable, and he knows it. I mean, come on, man.
He does.
Enough is enough.
Well, maybe that's it, Anthony. It's when you know that you're unfireable. Mm. Not that anybody actually is, but if there is one guy that feels like he is, it's Greg Popovich.
But that's a character flaw. Exploit that.
I agree. And because look, let's face it. We used to get this talk when we would come into the NFL. I'm sure that NBA players get it as well. I don't know if coaches ever had the talk, but I'm sure they're aware of this. Like the product, the media product is so important to the growth of the game. And the reason that, you know, Eli Manning or Odell Beckham or Michael Strahan back in my day or whoever had to get in front up and answer questions in front of the media is because the media sells it. And if you are antagonistic towards that, it presents negative to the fan. And for whatever reason, Greg Popovich isn't willing to play the game. And it's been that way for a while because I'm trying to think of any other coach other than
Belichick.
I'm talking about just in the NBA.
Yep.
Of any other coach who's surly like that.
And Phil Jackson was it was a different surliness.
But it was a different era, too.
You had to connect the dots to his surliness to understand that he was being surly.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? He'd kind of like talk around things.
Phil Jackson
and
was more confusing.
Subtly diss you.
He was more confusing to me.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
He was
by
more
the way.
Confusing to me than anything.
No, agreed. But he was dismissive.
Yeah, but I always felt like he was being smart. Like he was being over intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dude, come on, play to the lowest common denominator here, right? We're talking sports, right? Mm-hmm. We're not talking, you know, rocket science.
Mm-hmm.
And so Phil, I didn't mind because I probably didn't get a ton of it. You know what I mean?
And he wasn't proactively antagonistic.
No, you're right.
I mean,
is there anybody that likes Pop?
Yes, based on my Twitter feed over the weekend, there's a lot of people who do. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Jimmy in Baltimore is one of them. Jimmy's on Tiki and Tierney, a CBS Sports Radio. Jimmy, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Jimmy!
Love the show. I wanted to say, I think that, first of all, if Phil was being a proactive bag, no one knew what he was doing until well after the fact.
Yeah,
his mantras were so difficult to understand.
I know. It's like, what? Say that
I would
again?
Say,
did you just
make
fun of me?
Whether or not Pop is exercising a bit of shtick or not, if you took that tone and that decorum and that level of discourse anywhere else and had a camera or a recorder running, it would be entirely unacceptable and, frankly, disgusting behavior.
Yeah.
In terms of counteracting it, you know, dealing with customers in my business, one thing I might say is, I would hope that you could respond with a certain level of politeness and tact just as I'm addressing you. However, you know, if you can't, that's also fine. And just something like that that would be at least noticeable to the folks that are watching on TV because, as a fan of the NBA, I just find it boring, whether or not it's shtick. And it would be unacceptable, like I said, in any other, in any other field.
Yeah, any other walk
Good
of
call,
life,
Jimmy.
Regardless
Thanks,
of,
there you go.
I mean, maybe radio business, you can get away with being that way. But
yeah, certain walks of life,
yeah. He made an interesting point. Like, what if the media members aren't going to angrily lash back at Greg Popovich, why not do the complete antithesis of that.
Like preemptively anticipate his surliness that in the question?
After he comes at you hard,
just
say what Jimmy said. You know, I'm just trying to do my job. I expect a level of respect.
Make him look small.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, well, that's what I mean preemptively. Yeah. I just have
after he tries to make you look small, make
why
him look small.
Why even wait that long? Why say you could really make him look smaller if that's your goal? And that's not even my goal to make Pop look small. I mean, Pop's the lists. If you were to put a legal pad, which I have in front of me, draw a line. Here's the pluses. Mm-hmm. Here's the negatives.
Yeah.
The pluses outweigh the negatives by a million. I mean, it's not even remotely proportional.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy how much, you know, his awareness of the world, his military background, his affinity for the military, his coaching acumen. He's got everything going for him. That's why I have a problem with this. At the most rudimentary level of being a decent human being to others, he exploits a power that he knows that he has, and nobody calls
but
him
But it's been
on
working
it.
For a long time.
I'm not saying, but working what? In the sense of championships?
Working in the sense of he never gives away anything.
I'm not asking for state secrets.
I agree. But
looking for common decency.
He never gives away anything.
Common decency.
His shtick is not a distraction in his locker room. You know what I mean? There's never any off-handed quotes other than political ones that affect his team. So it's working in an odd way.
I would say I hear you on that. You know what I mean? I certainly understand. Like I don't fully agree, but I understand where you're coming from.
I'm trying to think of the last time Greg Popovich was in a headline about his team.
Probably the closest representation to that is what's going on with Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
That's the most inflammatory thing.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, he's the top five player in the NBA.
And it's not even inflammatory. It's kind of just like, well, we got to wait for his team. You got to wait for his team. That's all he's saying. Yeah. His team's got to tell us when he's going to play.
I mean, inflammatory in the way it's presented.
I agree.
Like there's this an impending divorce between this great franchise and this great player who's just about entering his prime. I mean, listen, we're going to have more calls on this. 1-855-212-4227. And not just Popovich, but, you know, I mean, common decency is something that has been talked about so much. There's this call to arms to be nicer to people. Mm-hmm. And when you do something wrong, whether it's on social media, whether it's a bullying tactic with kids in the schoolyard, all these lights that have gone off in our world, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And I don't mean, forget about, I'm not even talking about race, just common decency. I don't understand why he is given a license to act like an ass whenever he wants. I don't get it. It bothers me, and I'm sorry. It really bothers me. All right, what's that, D-Cell? I'm bothered. What are you shouting in my ear? What do you need? What do you need? Oh, I got to read this here. All right. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everybody, quick way to save money. Switch to GEICO. Whether it's homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, get it all. At Geico. I'm getting all lathered up here today, Tiki. Get it all at Geico.com.
You're making me hot, too.
It's all right.
Got to go turn the AC down.
Hey, listen, when you're passionate there, you know, temperature, I can't control it. You know what I mean? Get a little stuffy under the collar. Things happen. Makeup, come shine me down. I need help. Axe update. Here's Rich.
This is Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Time now for Doing More. Brought to you by the Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement. Everything you need to do projects smarter. That's the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. As we take a look at somebody who did a whole lot for his team. Actually, a couple of the players involved in the same trade
both
went to work
this
weekend.
Yes, even Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo
was knocking down some spot-ups.
9 points in the first half.
Hey, but on this offseason, the Thunder got Paul George, and they sent Victor Oladipo to the Pacers. Now, Oladipo dropped 32, had six boards in Indiana's rout of the Cavaliers. And Paul George, man, he was on fire. Talking about something funny with his shot. There was nothing funny with his shot.
Eight threes.
36 points and seven rebounds as the four-seeded Thunder took down the Jazz in game one. We think that series is going to be really good, but if Paul George is playing like that and Russell Westbrook is Russell Westbrook, that one might be over quick.
Yeah, I still think there's going to be length there.
But
Paul George, he played great.
Wow.
He really played well. There you go. A little snapshot of what's happening. Obviously, the first round is underway. You got two matchups tonight. I think the spread was like just messing around. I took a look at it. The NBA spreads, you know, unless you're completely into that. I mean, whatever. More football, but I do check that. I think it was six when I checked, six-ish, maybe seven. I think you ride Miami hard tonight. Mm-hmm. I think tonight has the recipe for, I mean, literally down to the final 30 seconds, flip a coin.
Yeah.
Because Philly just throttled them by 30. Miami's a proud team with a tough defensive coach and some veterans mm-hmm. who've been there. I think Philly maybe comes in a little overconfident. Miami comes in desperate. You got a tight game tonight.
Well,
that's going to be a good game.
The one thing that you notice, Philadelphia in the first half of game one, they were tepid, but it wasn't the Philly team that we had seen it. But as the game went on, they just got explosive.
Oh.
The only question I have about Miami BT is who's scoring for them.
Yeah, that's
you know
true.
What I mean.
Yeah,
Hassan Whiteside. 2 points.
No, you're not dumping it down to him.
Agreed.
He's getting rim action, alley-oop, stuff like that.
That's all he's going to get. And defensively, he's stretched way the hell out. Mm-hmm. So I just don't see how they score enough. And Kelly Olynyk, who we like, he scored 26 points. He was like, if it wasn't for them, they really would have got blown out.
Yeah,
not that
no,
they
I
didn't
hear
get
you.
Blown
they
out by 27.
I'm not saying they're going to win the series.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I just think they'll compete tonight. Let's get Jim, who's out in Pennsylvania. Jim is on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Jimmy, what's going on, Jim?
Hey, what's up, guys? So, a couple things. First of all, you know, Pop has no empathy. He's a bully. So you said that, and that's correct. He's a bully.
Yep.
But he doesn't care. The next thing is, I think these jobs are hard. So if I were a reporter, I might ask Pop, you know, what do you think a good question would be? And then a couple other things real quick. I think at one point in time they did this to Ditka, and Ditka ended up being a star, obviously, in the media. But I remember someone calling him out one time, and he responded. He seemed like he almost felt bad. And then last but not least, Tiki, was there any coach? I don't think you were around with Parcells, Tiki, but
no.
Did Coughlin get ornery like this?
Well,
I don't think he did.
Not really. You know, Tom was unique in that he, to the public, he was gruff, and to us, it just felt like he was like trying to be your dad all the time. You know what I mean? I mean, he would literally, VT, give us not seminars, but I can't think of another word for it. Like, how to put your socks on.
So you Coughlin?
Yes. So you don't get blisters. Because if you get blisters, you're gonna get heel injuries, and you're gonna end up missing practice time.
Wow,
I'm not even joking. Like, how do you put your socks on?
Like, did anybody actually pay attention to it?
I mean, he's sitting there talking to you at the front of the room. What are you gonna do?
Wow.
So it wasn't like this. It wasn't like disrespectful. It was just like, come on, coach.
Plus, that wouldn't fly in New York with the media to do that.
Yes,
it wouldn't.
No,
you can do that with the national media.
Yeah,
and with all due respect to the great city of San Antonio, you can. Even though I don't think he pulls that with their people necessarily.
Yeah,
you could do that in San Antonio with maybe a beat writer or two max.
Yeah.
You know, but and the national scene's different because now you have people coming in who haven't been with you every day.
You're right.
So there's not a great connection. Doesn't mean you have to be rude. That's my main take.
I agree. Yeah, but I never really had anyone that was like Pop is.
He's one of a kind. And the odd thing is that the fluctuations, because, you know, as I've said several times, to make sure that I don't give a false misrepresentation of who I think he is, he does so much good.
I agree.
And then the next.
Look, I was just watching this Instagram video in there. It's from Sports Illustrated asking about whether Pop still likes coaching, and a simple question. And he says, and he goes on this minute, rant. Not even a rant.
Well, he was asked the question. Does he like still coaching?
You have it, Samter?
Oh, I'd love to hear this. Can we play this?
It's actually.
I never heard this.
It's interesting.
It's from today.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Play it. Go ahead.
Are you serious? This is the easiest job anybody could have. I mean, compared to a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I got flown out here on a private plane, you know, on a charter. Not a private plane, but a charter. I didn't pay for it. It was free. It was big. They had food on there. It was free. I landed. They put me in a Four Seasons hotel. I didn't pay a penny for that. I went to a game. I had a front row seat, and I got to watch an NBA playoff game. I didn't even pay for the tickets.
That's sincerely, genuinely funny.
I know.
That's great.
And so I think that's how he tries to be all the time, except for after a loss and those media members who are laughing with him or I think with him.
I think they were laughing with him.
He's laughing inside, laughing with him. They actually need an answer to a question. It comes off as snarky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, so, the fact that the question was, do you enjoy coaching?
Yeah, that was the question.
I'd love to know who asked that question. I mean, we could get the transcript from the NBA.
Yeah.
I give that person props.
Look, and he asked.
Good question.
Are you serious?
Because that question is asked, and you know this, Teak, as a player, you know that whether it's, you know, Vacchiano or some of the, and even though Ralph's a great guy, certain people who covered you back in the day, they come to Tiki's locker and they already have half the story written in their head.
Of course.
And they're hoping to get a quote to support it. And you're smart enough to know you get the leading question is what it is. Mm-hmm. You play a couple of years, you have a couple of the brain cells like you obviously do.
I would just talk really softly, like, well, you know, what happened? You know, that's it. So they couldn't hear me.
But you know what's coming. You know that they're trying to write a story. And if I'm going into the press conference today, I really applaud that journalist who asked that question because, you know, I saw it debated. Now, in defense of me, I tweeted this out in real time. Go and check my Twitter account. That is from Saturday at about 6:30 at night. The game ended at 6:20. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was me in real time. It was a topic on every single debate show today. Every one. And to go into the press conference today with a question like that, that's good.
Yeah, of
You're
course.
Thinking about it.
Yeah,
and he gave a good answer. It was a disarming answer. It was a good answer.
I think he's always trying to be disarming. It just doesn't come across that way. And because, like, the circumstance matters, right? Context matters.
Yeah.
When you give an answer.
In everything, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you give an answer after you're getting, you know, blown out by the Golden State Warriors, who don't have their best player, by the way, in Steph Curry, then, you know, you kind of need to be a little serious. And I think he tries to be light, and then when it doesn't get kicked back his way that same way, he gets angry, or he just doubles down on the gruff, and that it comes across as jerkish. I don't necessarily have a problem with Pop because I'm not around him; it's not affecting me. But I understand why some people do, because of how aggressive he seems with the media almost all the time and every day.
There's a lot of tweets. Mike, I mean, can you offer any sort of assessment? You know, it's an interesting cross-section of reaction to what Teague and I have been talking about for the last 25 minutes here. I mean, it's all over the map, from vitriol to Pop to praise for Pop. I've read a lot of them. Now, also, sometimes when you present a side, generally, not all the time, but when you present something as a host, oftentimes the majority of the response, often not always,
yeah, it's a reaction.
Will be in line with one of the host's most passionate. So I venture to guess that if I would have taken the other approach, or you did, and you presented it as passionately as I did, we may have had a lot more people siding with. That's just the way human nature works, I've found in the 20 years in the business. But what I've also seen is that a lot of people, based on these tweets, are tired of Pop. Like, I'm not alone here. I mean, I'm looking at a bunch of, and they're calling them names, and I wouldn't read those tweets because that's not right.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people who are ticked off with this. It's unnecessary. You know? Mike, can you add anything to that?
Well, as we put out the poll, 56% say he's awesome. His shtick is awesome. Just deal with it.
Yeah.
44% say it's offensive and unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing I found in some of our tweets, which I find a little bit interesting, I'm not sure if I necessarily agree with, but it is a different angle on it, is the race angle of it, of Pop being white versus maybe a black coach being able to have the same leeway to say what Pop says and act the way Pop acts. So there are some people who bring up a racial element to this.
Let's kick that around for 30 seconds here. Teague, anything jump out there?
I think it's not race. I think it's success. It's Pop's success that allows him to act this way. Because if you're not successful, if you're a sub 500 coach and you're a jerk, then what's the point of an organization keeping you? Because you're bringing poor light to the team, to the ownership, both on the court and off the court. But when you're a championship quality and level, maybe best coach in the NBA, you know, you can be snarky and jerkish, and it doesn't really matter, because what you're actually paid to do, you're doing that quite well.
Because you're irreplaceable at the end of the day in almost every...
So I don't think it's a race issue. I think it's a success issue.
Yeah, I didn't view it through the prism of race either, but, you know, when people tweet about that, it's certainly worth engaging and throwing it out there to at least, you know, let it marinate for a moment. Mike was whispering in my ear. He was saying, what about Doc Rivers? What about Tony Dungy? The problem with that, Mike, is, you know, and I was thinking of for similar comparisons as well, with all due respect to Tony Dungy, Tony Dungy, in my opinion, was a really good coach. He was not a great NFL coach. That's just my opinion. If you don't agree with that, that's fine. Doc Rivers was on the trajectory of greatness, and that has quickly been disabled.
Decided to leave. He thought the pastures were greener.
Yeah, you got to win more than one championship if you want to be great in anything, don't you?
He should have stayed.
I mean, well, that team was getting old, though.
I know, but still.
They weren't going to win anything the way they were set up.
It doesn't matter.
Rondo, he was young. Garnett was old. Pierce was done.
But then you jumped to the Clippers, who were ready to be a deep, charging playoff team, and you never got them anywhere.
Well, that's why I'm saying let's not waste time putting Doc in. Popovich has got me. It's not even.
I agree. So there's just
like a 350 hitter and a 275 hitter. Not even close.
Agreed. So there aren't many comparisons. There isn't a African-American.
There's not even many white ones, to be fair. I mean, outside of Belichick and maybe Joe Torre with the Yankees, but Joe failed. And I'll put quotes around but Joe failed with the Cardinals. Joe had some success in the early 80s with Tiki's first favorite team, by the way, the Braves.
Oh, the Braves.
Come on.
Baseball, yeah.
Closet Braves fan with the Glenn Hubbard.
That was all that was on. What do you want me to do?
I know. By the way, you know what I almost got you the other day?
What's that?
Let me ask you this here.
The hat that I was just gotten a long time ago?
No. I found a great website, which I won't give out a plug yet, unless I actually order stuff and they do something for our show or our network. I'm not just going to give them a gratuitous plug here.
Smart.
But I was looking at some, and I haven't bought a jersey outside of the Kristaps Porzingis jersey for Colton. And that's it. Like, MLB sent me a Yankee jersey with BT on the back 2 years ago for opening day. But I haven't bought a jersey in a long time. I, for whatever reason, I was just killing time. And I saw all these retro jerseys, like Rod Carew, powder blue, mid-70s twins. I was thinking about getting a few. And they had Dale Murphy. Powder blue from the when he went back-to-back MVP.
See, I would have loved that.
And I was actually going to order you one.
See, Dale was
But
the
they're
guy.
Not cheap. Are you going to wear it?
Of course
I bought you a Giants shirt. You didn't wear it.
We'll have a jersey day. Ooh. I'll take my jacket off. put a jersey on.
Anything to get you a little cooler.
Yeah, like cooler, literally, because no, it's cooler, sweltering, yeah, sweltering in the studio.
It's not bad now. I was a little worried.
It was. Something was burning, though, a second ago.
Well, something was broken. Yeah. The fan was broken, which it couldn't trigger the AC. But I guess the question is, am I getting too old for a couple of retro jerseys?
No, man.
Just a couple?
No.
I was looking at, like, Tony Gwynn, the mustard yellow.
Make yourself look younger, even if you are older.
That's true. If I wear a retro jersey and a backwards hat, I look like I'm 33.
You're right.
Nah, I'm not 33. 35. So you know, yeah, I know. You know, Colton has. How about this? Colton has first little T-ball.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Did you grab?
Coach didn't show up.
Get out of here.
Nobody showed up.
So who was out there? Just you.
The dads. Yeah, we ran an unorganized practice.
Wow.
We ran around the bases. I was going to say we hit fungos. They're 3 years old. They basically ran around and did anything but baseball, and it was awesome. Then we went to the diner after it. You believe these coaches? They didn't show up.
It was cold on Sunday,
so
too.
So what?
It's cold.
You're the coach. I paid money. You didn't show up.
That's. I think you need to take over.
That's going to happen anyway. I'm sure. All right, 2 hours down. How about this story? All right. Could the Browns... This is making the rounds today. Can the Browns actually draft a quarterback at number one and number four? Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.